All right, we have some really important breaking news. Donald Trump just announced that the United States will soon be retaliating against ISIS in the Middle East after they claimed the lives of two U.S. service members and one civilian interpreter in Syria early this morning. Standing in front of the White House, Donald Trump moments ago declared that the United States will be retaliating. I'll show you the clip in just one moment, but to lay the groundwork about the tragic event that happened this morning, two U.S. soldiers were killed. ISIS is still alive. They have not been defeated, as prior administrations have claimed, like the Trump admin. ISIS is still very much a threat, and this also just shatters one of the main narratives that Trump supporters try to push. You guys know I've done a bunch of debates with these folks, and they always try to say that when Donald Trump is in office, other countries are too scared to test us, that he stands up to these countries. But no, other countries not only test us, they take advantage of us, like in the case of Russia, like in the case of China, they rolled us on the tariff debacle. Countries over and over treat our president like a child, and in this case, they not only tested us, they took the lives of two service members. Listen to this. Two U.S. soldiers and one civilian interpreter were killed in an ambush by a single ISIS gunman in Syria on Saturday, U.S. Central Command and the Department of Defense said in statements on Saturday. Three others were wounded in the attack. The soldiers, quote, mission was in support of ongoing counter-ISIS counter-terrorism operations in the region. He added that the names of those killed were being withheld until next of kin are notified. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth said the attacker was killed by partner forces. ISIS has not publicly claimed responsibility for the attack. A Syrian Interior Ministry spokesperson said Syrian forces had issued intelligence warnings to U.S.-led forces. Now, my grandparents on my dad's side are from Syria. I have Syrian in me, and the Assad regime falling was a big day for my family, at least my dad's side of the family. They were very, very happy because Assad was honestly just a terrible, terrible dictatorial authoritarian leader who killed a lot of people. The new leader seems to be going in the right direction. Of course, nothing is perfect. It didn't flip into perfect overnight, but the new leader seems to be at least better. He immediately said this attack was absolutely awful. He condemned it. Trump released two statements back to back. The first statement, he said, "We mourn the loss of three great American patriots in Syria, two soldiers and one civilian interpreter. Likewise, we pray for the three injured soldiers who, it has just been confirmed, are doing well. This was an ISIS attack against the United States and Syria in a very, very dangerous part of Syria that is not fully controlled by them. The president of Syria, Ahmed al-Shara, is extremely angry and disturbed by this attack. There will be very serious retaliation. Thank you for your attention to this matter." 18 minutes later, Donald Trump then posted some random joke. He said, "Getting ready to land at Fort McHenry for a short drive to the Army-Navy game. Everyone is asking who I'm supporting, Army or Navy. My answer is, you must be joking if you think I'm going to give you that answer." I mean, he should have waited a little bit longer. Look it. This was posted 28 minutes ago, the original statement about the shooting. And then 10 minutes ago, he posted this joke. Either way, let's continue to what he said on the White House lawn only moments ago. It happened live on Fox News. Trump.
Mourn the loss of three great patriots in Syria. You know how it happened. It was an ambush, terrible. We also have three wounded. They seem to be doing pretty well. But we mourn the loss. These are great, three great people. And it's just a terrible thing. Syria, by the way, was fighting along with us. The president, the new president of Syria is, as they told me, and I'm not surprised, he's devastated by what happened. This was an ISIS attack on us and Syria. And again, we mourn the loss and we pray for them and their parents and their loved ones. Very, very sad.
Mr. President, will the U.S. retaliate against ISIS?
Yeah, we will.
Will the U.S. still retaliate?
Thank you very much.
Okay, here's the problem. I absolutely expect a retaliation, but I'm not exactly expecting the kind of measured and reasonable retaliation that most administrations would enact. So far from Donald Trump, we have seen multiple attempts to invade Venezuela. Not only do that, but declare war by declaring a no-fly zone over Venezuela, which grounds all planes and says it will essentially shoot any planes down, even civilian aircrafts. He then struck boats in the Caribbean Sea. moved carriers into the sea to surround Venezuela. We just grabbed an oil tanker off the coast of Venezuela. We are posturing towards these countries in a very disproportionate and authoritarian way, and the U.S. military is being used as a pawn. So I expect a retaliation against ISIS. We need to retaliate against ISIS and show strength in a moment like this. Two service members just died, and of course, ISIS needs to be taken care of. I don't think we should go boots on the ground, but there needs to be some sort of retaliation. That is how geopolitics works. But on the other hand, the Trump admin is not really seen as having a steady hand on the world stage. They have been made fun of by country after country. Donald Trump is being treated like a child by most of these countries. There's also a very real chance that this terrorist attack was done in an attempt to weaken U.S.-Syria relations. We are building relations with Syria in a very satisfying way after Bashar al-Assad had a dictatorial regime that was hurting the United States, Syria, and countries surrounding. So, I mean, the less Russia-aligned that Syria can be and the more West-aligned that the leader of Syria can be, the better. But this incident is probably an attempt to weaken our relations. Listen to this. The incident comes a month after Syria joined the coalition, which was formed under U.S. leadership in 2014. The coalition has conducted military operations against ISIS in Syria and Iraq with the participation of multiple countries. U.S. troops have operated for years across multiple locations in Syria, including in the Al-Tanf garrison and the Homs province, where they train Syrian partner forces in a part of a wider fight against ISIS. American personnel have previously come under attack, and Saturday's incident is the deadliest since a 2019 blast in the northern town of Manbij that struck a patrol, killing two U.S. service members and two U.S. civilians. We need to make sure that we are signaling a counter-narrative, and I understand this is a terrible tragedy, but this completely shreds any narrative coming from the Trump administration or MAGA that Donald Trump is unique on foreign policy, that he is a unique deterrent of chaos on the global stage. History needs to remember the Trump administration as a unique purveyor of chaos, both domestically and abroad, because that is what is happening. We can either point to the tariffs, which were both a domestic mess, international mess, unraveled into a mess against every single country except for Russia and North Korea. We can point to Donald Trump's repeated threats early on in his term against democratic countries, allies like Greenland. Remember when he was attacking them over and over and over? We can point to Donald Trump claiming that he's ended 10 wars, then being made fun of by the president of Azerbaijan and Albania by saying, hey, Donald Trump claims he ended our war. That's actually hilarious. That's what the leaders of other countries are making fun of our presidents. We are weakening relations with these countries by placing tariffs. So the idea that the spectacle of Donald Trump is somehow a deterrent of violence against the United States is an absolute joke. Vladimir Putin has been accelerating his war against Ukraine, killing thousands of Ukrainians while Donald Trump is the president. He is not a deterrent. He does not prevent any of this, and we need to get away with that narrative. Either way, this is obviously an absolute tragedy, and I'll leave it there. Drop a like, subscribe. If you made it this far, drop a blue heart. Love you all. Peace out.